MashaAllah. Come close, brothers, inshallah. For a little while, between Asr and Maghrib, very precious time, we can ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whatever our needs. We have to make zikr. We must turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the time of Malaika. It takes our whole day, these two, heaven, and the new Malaika comes. Come close, mashallah. Come close, brothers. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmadu wa nusalli ala Rasulih al-Kareem. Mere buzurgo, Allah Rabbul Izzat made this dunya. He is the owner, He is the Khaliq, He is the Malik. He made whole this dunya for insan, for you and me. And Allah made us for His ibadat, to recognize Him, to come our life, whatever He wants. Allah gave us eyes, Allah gave us tongue, Allah gave us beautiful body, and Allah gave us ear to listen and to think, Allah gave us brain, Allah gave us hands to work. That's all we have to use how Allah wants to get the success here and hereafter. Life is short. Time is passing very fast. 1 year go past, the other year is here. Ramadan is just gone 6 months now, 6 months left for Ramadan. And daily we can see that the people are passing from this world. One day our name on the board, that this Falam, Ibn Falah, is gone. They said, Akalman insan wo hai jo marne se pehle marne ki tayyari kar le. Clever is that who made his preparation before his death. So be clever, Akalman. And what? How to prepare? We bring ourselves, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Mera Rab mujhse kya chahta hai? What my Rab is wants from me? A boy is working in the shop. He must know what my boss, he wants from me. And he check his boss, either he's telling me anything or not. His eyes is there. Same, my dear elders, my thought, my eyes, my ears, my whole body must be function how Allah wants. Mera Rab mujhse kya chahta hai? How my Rab become happy with me? How my Rab become pleased with me? For that Allah Rabbul Izzat made it very easy for us. That Allah Rabbul Izzat send Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. At the end, our beloved Nabi Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam to follow him. If we follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, automatically what Allah wants, it will come in. It will come in it. The life of Rasulullah sallam from morning till evening, evening till morning, top to toe, till mort, everybody has to go. Follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallam. In the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah's order automatically comes in. Mera Rab mujhse kya chahta hai? Allah is my Khaliq, Allah is my Malik. Not me, everything. Everything Allah made and He didn't left it. Allah is controlling. No one can harm, no one can help beside Allah. Without will of Allah, no one can do anything. A small leaf from tree, if it is fall down, is with the order of Allah. And Allah knows that. In deep sea there is any amount of fish, Allah knows that. Any amount of any creature is dead, Allah knows that. So my dear elders, the yaqeen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must come in my heart. And I must come on the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My Rabb, what He wants from me. He gave me such a beautiful body. Each and everyone got. If it is rich or poor, is rich or poor, man or woman, Allah give the body to get the success. No one can say that I don't have. Alhamdulillah. Just to bring this body what Allah wants, we get the success. The yaqeen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ki chaah pe hamari zindagi aa jaye. What Allah wants, what Allah likes, what Allah's wish, my life must come on it. And how to practice, that is life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Follow the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's easy. Deen is very easy. We made it mushkil. We made it hard. So my dear elders, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam shows and made the effort on Sahaba Karam radiallahu anhum. And Sahaba Karam understood that our success only follow Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Each and every command. And they love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam millions more than us. Million times more than us. Unki chahat, unki muhabbat, they love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam million more than us. Million times more than us. One sahabi says, I'm far away at home. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam muhabbat comes in my love, in my heart. Love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes in my heart. I run to Masjid Nabawi to see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when I come and I see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I got mere dil ko qarar aa gaya. My heart become what you call it. Contentment. My heart become content to see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And those Sahaba Karam who love Rasulullah sallam so much, they left Rasulullah sallam for the work of Rasulullah sallam. They know now Rasulullah sallam wants that we must come out in the path of Allah. They came out. They went throughout the world. It's not easy. To whom we love, to leave them is not easy. They love more than family, their parents, their children, their wives, the businesses, the farms, Rasulullah. We also claim. But our claim is just with the mouth. The claim they shows with the body, with the actions, that this is how to listen, how to obey Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's how we got the deen. So far from Madinah Munawwara, we got the deen. Because of them, they left their family. They bring the love of Allah. They brought the love of Allah, and they brought the wish. What Allah wish? What Allah wants from me? With the follow of Rasulullah sallam, they bring the first death, and then they listened to Rasulullah sallam and came out in the path of Allah, and they gave the life that we always heard in the ta'lim. That two young boys, Sahaba radiallahu anhum, when they hit Abu Jahl, so Abu Jahl's son Akrama, those days radiallahu anhu, those days never become Muslim, he also hit one of the Sahabi, one of the young boy, Maaz or Mauz, I forgot the name. So it hit his hand, and this hand was just lying, it's cut more than half. But still he was fighting. And he said that hand was giving me trouble in the fighting. I put my hand under my feet and I took it out. I pull it and I throw it. And he start fighting. And he start, this is jihad. It's not coming in our mind what they did. We don't understand what they did. Our mind is not accepting what they did for deen. Everything they want, they're ready to give in the path of Allah. That's how they, in Urdu, they say, unhone apne khoon se Islam ka bagicha banaya, garden. They made the garden with their blood. Islam, it's the garden of Islam they made with their blood and their lives. Now that garden again needs effort. We don't give blood. We're not going to go to fight. But the da'wat, call towards Allah, that is our job. They were also giving da'wat, first da'wat. At the end comes jihad, but the first is da'wat. Call other people towards Allah. Listen to Allah, obey to Allah. Bring yourself in the life of Rasulullah to get the success here and hereafter. That is our duty also. Because our yaqeen, our iman, the Rasulullah is the last Nabi. There is no Nabi after him. So this is my job. Everybody must say this is my job. Because I love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If I love someone, I must work for him. I love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I have to work off what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam shows us, and left the work. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam left the deen and effort of deen. Anything you left, you don't do effort on that, it will become die. Like a farm. If you leave the farm, you don't make effort, one day it will become jungle. And the scorpions and the snakes and different type of insects will come. Same, my dear elders. This heart, we have to make an effort. For the deen, we have to make an effort. That we forgot. We not forgot, we forgotten forgot. That this is my job. This Allah Rabbul Izzah sent me in this dunya to do the work of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We are going, alhamdulillah, we got the love of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we go to Medina Munawwara. Love of Allah, we go to Makkah Mukarrama. And alhamdulillah, when we come out from Medina Munawwara, we cry. As the people who go to Medina Munawwara. Allah take us there, inshallah. Why they cry? Because the love of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is there. But Sahaba Karam, they born there, they brought up there, the business is there, the family is there. Everything is there and they left. What the condition of them? How they came out? How much they cried? But they know my work is the work of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I am responsible for this deen. Same, my dear elders, we all are responsible for this deen to alive in the world. We all are responsible. Hum zimmedar hai. Allah ne hume zimma banaya hai, zimmedar banaya hai. We are responsible. How this deen come alive throughout the world, each and every ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, men or women, any part of the world, in Australia or America or Brazil or New Zealand, you name it, China, Japan. The people are dying. They said, 4 ± 4 people are dying every second, not every minute, every second. If they don't, at the time of maut, they're not reading Kalima, where they're going? And how much my heart or my, I got pain or I'm sad for that. Where are they going? Jahannam. If they're not reading Kalima, Jahannam. One doctor in Pakistan, alhamdulillah, 97-98% are Muslims. He said, I have observed 100 men when they're dying. Muslims. Out of 100, 3 or 4 read the Kalima at the time of mort. Hazrat Maulana Ehsan Sahab Madhizullo Ali Damat Barakatam from Raivin, I remember he used to say always after Isha Talim, Ey Allah, tu mujhe un manhoos insano mein shamil na farma, jo dunya mein to musalman kehlaye aur marte hi kafir ho jaye. He said, after kitab reading, after Isha, how we reading every Friday, every day they reading. So after Isha, after Kitab reading, he made dua. Ay Allah, don't put on those Muslims, those human beings, that they are Muslim in this world, but after that they become kafir. When he said, he took the names also. In dunya mein to Abdul Rashid or Muhammad Amin or Abdul Rab kehlaye. In dunya the names are Muhammad Amin or Abdul Rab or Abdul Rashid or Muhammad Akhtar, whatever. But marte hi unka shumar kafiron mein ho jaye. At the time of death, after death they become, their names become in kuffar. Why? Whole life they didn't make the effort of deen. They didn't make the effort of iman. Didn't make the effort, that kalima, that what they're reading, they didn't brought in the heart. The iman of the shop is there. Iman of the business is there. Iman of the job is there. But iman of kalima is not there. Allah se hone ka yaqeen nahi aaya. Allah does is not came in my heart. Everything came in. One man is true in South Africa. He was dying, age of 80 plus, 3-4 supermarkets, owned 3-4 supermarkets. He said, all of you hear that, all family were there, they know his dead body, his time is dead, he's gonna go now. That's why all family were there. So he asked, why you all are here? He don't know I'm dying now. He said, maybe I got long, it's still long life. He said, we came here to see you. He said, who will sit in the supermarket? Who is there? Why you leave that one? And he passed away. So my dear, it is whatever in our heart, it will come out. A man in Mumbai, a boy, in those days, the one anna, two anna was very expensive or very weighty. So he said, cup saucer, China, Japan, do anna. China, Japan, ek anna. This China, Japan is one anna. One anna means, that say 10 cents. So when, you know, after some time, he got sick, and he's about to die, people start trying to tell him to read kalima. But he said, China, Japan, do anna. China, Japan, do anna, and he died. So my dear elders, what is my condition? What is love? What's the love? Who I am love most? Allah ki muhabbat mere dil mein hai. There's Allah's love in my heart. All the time I am cautious that what I am doing, where I am seeing, where I am looking, where what I am listening, what I am talking, what I am thinking. Allah kya chahta hai? What Allah wants? And Allah ki chahat par Nabi ke sunnat ko pura kiya jaye. What Allah's chahat, what Allah wish, I must fulfill with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is the life. That is la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. For to make our life, to make that iman Allah sent us in this dunya, it needs effort. It needs, we have to give da'wat again and again, again and again, and again and again, until it comes in my heart. Allah se hota hai. Kisi se kuch bhi nahi hota. Allah se hota hai. Allah does. No one can does. Iska yaqeen, for yaqeen of that must come in my heart. How it will come, we will talk about. One day I was in Jamaat. So one man I was speaking to him. I spoke to him a little while, gave him some da'wat. Then I see he's getting bored. So he was coming out, I said, let me go. I said, I'd go. When he was coming out from masjid, I just went to him. And I asked him, what you working? He said, no, I'm in a cell phone shop. So I asked about some cell phones. 15 minutes he was there, standing, and he never stopped without, you know, he's talking only cell phones. Because the love of cell phone is inside. Easy to talk. But the love of Allah is not there. So I can't listen, I can't talk, I'm not ready. One malaika came to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. He had flock of lambs or goats or whatever. And he came and said, Allah, They said, Kiska naam liya? Allah ka. They said, say it again. They said, no, I won't say. Until you give me a half floor. I give. They said, Allah. They said, no, say it again. They said, no, give me other half. They said, I give you. That is the love of Allah. Allah se muhabbat, Allah hi se taalluq. Allah hi karte hain, every moment, every second hour, gaze towards Allah. Allah's help. Allah ki muhabbat hamare dilon mein bas jaye. In Urdu they say, rach jaye aur bas jaye. Must come in and stay forever. Never come out. That yaqeen we have to make. For that we have to give da'wat again and again. Haji Abdul Wahab Sahib says, Marhum Rahmatullah Alayh, that 25 times we give da'wat towards Allah every day. Then what will happen? Hazrat Dawood Alayhi Salaam asked Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, Ya Allah, mujhe aapka mahbub banna hai. I want to be your beloved. But Allah said, Meri makhluk mein jaake meri badai bayan karo, tum mere mahbub ban jaoge. Go in my makhluk. And talk about my greatness, you will become my mahbub. This is da'wat. We have to give da'wat, and we think da'wat is very hard. But the most easiest things to give da'wat towards Allah. Allah is everywhere. And we can talk anyone everywhere. And anytime, we can show who give you eyes. Allah. Who give you ears? Allah. Who give this power to listen? Allah. Who give this brain to understand, to think? Allah. Who changes the color of eyes? Someone got brown, some got blue, some got black. Different type of hairs. Who, the hair colors, who change? Allah. Everywhere Allah. So it's so, the most easy talk is to call towards Allah. But we made it mushkil. We made it hard. Because we're not talking towards Allah. We're not talking about Allah. Who made this all different type of trees? Allah. This sizes of leaves? Allah. Different texture? Allah. Different taste? Allah. Color? Allah. Inside designs? Allah. So easy. The most easy to talk is Allah. So my dear elders, we have to talk about Allah. We must give da'wat minimum 25 times. It looks hard, but it's very easy. We can give to our family, our children, our ma, our wife, our sisters. What you cook? I cook curry. What you put? Potato. MashaAllah. Who made this potato? Allah. Who made this curry? Allah. Who put the taste? Allah. Who gave the oil? Allah. The ladies, we talk about the ladies' items. The men's, we can talk about the men's items. Then Allah open. When we talk, Allah will open how to talk. How to give da'wat. So, this, Alhamdulillah, this request to request all of you, include myself, that we must give da'wat minimum 25 times a day. We give inshallah. Yeah, it's so easy. Inshallah. After Maghrib, there will be a talk, inshallah, of Hazrat Mufti Sahib, and after that, give a name to go in the path of Allah, inshallah. Jazakallah. Subhanallah wa hamdihi. Subhanakallah wa hamdika.